In Washington, D.C., we've got the ballrooms and the parties and the photos of the wealthy elite. Whoever is close to the current administration is doing great.
That's why they're putting troops in the cities, and especially in Washington, because they need to get protection from us. Like, you could get kind of depressed about this whole situation because it is pretty freaking bad. And you think, wow, you know, transportation and energy and food, and even they have so much control. They will be figuring out, they'll watch everything you do, direct messages, Instagram, Meta, Facebook, WhatsApp, all their properties are going to be monitoring every single thing you do, and that will go into your social credit score. So, you know, what you pay is going to be dependent on what you say.
Welcome to today's interview here at the new Brighteon.com studios in Texas, and I'm joined today by one of our fan favorite guests, returning Marjorie Wildcraft. And she is the creator of the Wartime Homefront Essential Skills docuseries that we previously featured at brightu.com. And during this Black Friday, we have a special discount on this course and other courses. I'll tell you about that later. Let's welcome Marjorie Wildcraft to the show. Welcome, Marjorie.
Hey, Mike. Thanks so much for having me back on. Woo! We are in it, aren't we?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, looking at the acceleration towards a reset or whatever you think we're facing, give us your overarching sense of the big trends right now, Marjorie.
Yeah, I'd have to say that accelerating is a key word in what you're talking about. So I think it's abundantly clear to everybody that we are in World War III. And not only is it the physical kinetic war that's going on, but it's the war for your mind and your thinking and the unbelievable amount of information and disinformation. And so, you know, Mike, you've been doing such a good job with getting information out there and telling the truth. With war comes famine. We are absolutely headed into famine. What's going to happen with the currency reset and the financial situation? I mean, we look like we're definitely on the path for, I mean, when you're printing out trillions of dollars like every couple of months, inflation, hyperinflation, or magic computers, like, you know, they've already given you one warning with the SNAP payment delay thing. You know, at any time they can cut off the food supply for that, and that didn't cause too much of a disruption, but I mean, in all the survival genre, if you ever read those books, it always starts in Atlanta when the people don't get their food stamps. So, you know, we're in it. And 2026 is going to be the year that this all comes down, crashing down hard. Personally, I don't buy a lot at the grocery store, but I'll get a little bit of hamburger for the kittens or something, or the cats. And I've just been shocked at the prices of hamburger and eggs. It doesn't take rocket science. You can see this when you leave the grocery store that this is happening.
But we are told it's not happening from the White House. So the level of gaslighting is off the charts. We were even told by the White House press secretary that this year's Thanksgiving dinner was cheaper than last year under Joe Biden. But of course, they removed many items from the menu and made everything generic crap in order to achieve that number. What do you make of the level of gaslighting? Why would they try to gaslight people so much when everybody has to buy food and everybody knows they're full of bunk?
Yeah, I don't know why. And I'm also watching them. It looks like they are going to pump the markets one more final time. It looks to me like we've got a setup with AI and 1999, like the dot-com bubble, and they're reducing interest rates, they're giving easy money. I think they're going to push the whole thing. And my looking at charts and what's going to happen, I think first quarter of 2026, they're going to pull the rug like a 1929 style rug. Now, I want to remind you, like in Weimar, Germany in 1922, so we're talking about, you know, hyperinflation, currency collapse, that whole social system totally in shreds. If you went to downtown Berlin, there would be coffee shops and there would be some shops and there'd be some, and like there would be an area where things looked like, if you were just visiting, which people did do that, it didn't look that bad. And then a couple of blocks away would be women selling their bodies and people committing suicide. So just because we're getting one little bright picture, it does not mean that the whole thing isn't absolutely collapsing. And I really appreciate that word accelerating, because it is happening, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, another phrase I'll introduce here is Hunger Games. So we are starting to see in Washington, D.C., we've got the ballrooms and the parties and the photos of the wealthy elite. Whoever is close to the current administration is doing great. They've got food, they've got money, they've got government grants, government contracts, et cetera. And then outside of the Hunger Games capital, the rest of the country is suffering like never before. And that's going to lead to repercussions. So you want to talk about some of where you think that's headed?
I do. You know, that's why they're putting troops in the cities, and especially in Washington, because they need to get protection from us. You know, my perspective is that all of these politicians are actors. And I mean, we know Trump is an actor. He's the star of the first reality show was The Apprentice. And now he's an actor and he's a star of the other reality show called The U.S. Presidency. And so when I saw that whole party that they had, I'm like, oh, here's a whole bunch of actors pretending to be leaders, politicians, or whatever at this banquet.
And by the way, Zelensky of Ukraine, he was an actor. He starred in a series called, I think, Man of the People, about being the president. And then when he became president, which was a deep state operation with Victoria Nuland and others, his entire staff that produced the TV show became the same White House staff in Ukraine. I mean, it is all they really are actors.
Yeah, it's all through almost any one of your favorite politicians. You can go on to imdb.com and you could see what acting school they went to.
Yeah. Good point.
It's crazy. Like and this whole thing is just such a fake. We got fake news. We got fake leadership. We got fake, you know, what they're teaching in the educational system. We got fake medicine. We got fake food. You know, with AI, like the internet's gone. Like, it is a total waste of time, the internet, right? So
except our sites. Our sites still have good information. But I agree with you. It's like...
Yeah. And I'm starting to get on Bastion a lot more and looking for more of these decentralized options and also starting to look to take cryptocurrency. And the you could get kind of depressed about this whole situation because it is pretty friggin' bad. And you think, wow, you know, transportation and energy and food and, you know, they have so much control. But honestly, we can build our own, you know, I do not believe that God put us here or the great spirit universe put us here to totally become members of the Borg, right? And there's always a way. There's always a way. So if you were smart enough to recognize that COVID was a gigantic marketing operation, there was always a way to get around and, you know, wear a mask or not wear a mask or not get vaccinated. I mean, there's always a way, right? And in a famine, you know, I've been backyard food production with your hands. You can grow your own food, you know. We've got, like I was just saying about Bastion, we've got these technologies that are decentralized, where we can communicate effectively with each other. We've got cryptocurrencies, we've got privacy coins, we've got lots of alternatives for where we can do trade. We need to build this whole thing because the social credit score system is already happening. It's already in play. It's like what do they call it? Something algorithmic pricing is the new word the social credit score, you know, right?
They calculate a price that you pay individual from someone else.
Yeah.
In real time at the grocery store.
Facebook has just announced, like as of December 16th, they will be figuring out, they'll watch everything you do, direct messages, Instagram, Meta, Facebook, WhatsApp, all their properties are going to be monitoring every single thing you do. And that will go into your social credit score. So, you know, what you pay is going to be dependent on what you say. And we're here. Chat. Right? This is the stuff we've been talking about for years.
I know.
And it's here, you know.
You've been right about all of this, and let me bring people's attention to your course, Wartime Homefront Essential Skills, which is on sale, 25% off the normal price just during our Black Friday specials, which is Friday through Monday, and it's Friday at 11 a.m. Central. Here's the course, Wartime Homefront Essential Skills. Just go to brightionuniversity.com/learn, and if you do that, you will see that not only do we have Marjorie's course, but so many other amazing courses on sale, some of them up to 50% off. And this is your opportunity to purchase and support Marjorie, support our network, and also to be able to download the entire course so that you can keep it locally in case the power grid goes down or the internet goes down. You can have all of this information that you own at your fingertips on your own local device. So again, that's brighteonuniversity.com/learn. And Marjorie, I want to show you this. We've just launched a really cool book generator engine. And one of the first books that I've created here is called Awaken Your Inner Middle Finger. And here's the image. And the author is Fu Koff. So this book is available free right here. You can just read it and download it. That's at books.brightlearn.ai.
But I'm definitely going to pick up. Speaking of books, by the way, we would have discounted the wartime home front. We have another one, off grid survival skills, and another one on home medicine. We would have discounted it more, but it comes with a physical book that we
good
mail
point
to you.
Yeah,
and this is called The Growth System: The Essential Guide to Modern Self-Sufficiency, from Growing Food to Making Medicine. And it's just a whole bunch of it: how to grow half your own food, how to prepare like 12 medicines that almost every family needs. And I will tell you, if you got little kids, they love chapter 9, which is all about the story. I put in the story there of how I got bit by a copperhead snake.
Oh, yeah.
And my daughter was really, and she was only like 11 at the time. She was really, she's my daughter, right? So she raised knowing herbal medicine and home medicine. And she was very, very, very important in the process for me in my healing. And kids love that book, especially fourth graders that age, you know, because like, here's an example of a child that is basically saving her mom's life.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need to let our young people have more understanding of their importance and their role. So, so anyway,
right.
Chapter 9 is great. You know, a lot of people love to read it.
And let me mention, too, the off-grid survival skills course that you have with us is also on sale. And here it is. If you go to brighteonuniversity.com/learn, it's an extra 25% off when you add it to the cart. That's off-grid survival skills in addition to wartime home front essential skills. So, Marjorie, where this is headed in 2026, I want to ask you about the AI replacements that are clearly accelerating. Now, of course, you and I, we have a lot of practical skills. We don't have to worry about AI replacing us. You know, AI is never going to grow food like you do. But the desk jobs that a lot of people have, because we live in this financialized, virtualized world of people doing desk jobs with a laptop computer and a keyboard and a mouse, those are getting replaced left and right. What do you think the implications are going to be with the massive job replacement? I mean, millions of jobs in 2026 will be replaced by AI. Where is that headed?
Yeah, that's headed into, I think that's why they're going to have this huge big setup where everything collapses, and then they're going to push on UBI with their CBDCs.
Yes.
Absolutely. Anybody who gets into that system will be under absolute and total control of everything that they think, they do, they purchase, they go. You know, you don't want to participate in that. And it is true, Mike. I interviewed Dr. Kai-Fu Lee back in, I think it's 2018, and he at that time was the world's foremost expert in artificial intelligence. And he said, yeah, you know, by 2030, 40% of all jobs will be done by AI and robots. And I think we're actually way ahead of schedule on that.
We are way ahead of that. Yes.
Amazon's been laying off all kinds of people. They've already announced they're going to get rid of about 600,000 more. And they're, everywhere you turn, there's massive amounts of layoffs. And even the government finally got around to admitting a little bit of it. They updated they had been lying through their teeth about the jobs report.
I think it was Goldman Sachs analysis, but I may be wrong about that, that showed that 25% of office jobs can be replaced right now by AI. Yeah. And that report is a couple months old. And in the AI space, that's like a generation behind the capabilities. Since then, Gemini 3 has been released. Anthropic Opus 4.5 has been released. I mean, these are game changers. So I would say that literally right now, at least a third of desk jobs can be replaced today.
Yep. And the only reason if you have a job right now and you haven't been replaced is your boss doesn't know.
Right. And they're going to find out soon.
They are going to find out soon. We also have, those tariffs kicking in. We have so many people. There's already so many unemployed people. They're not able to go to restaurants. There's all kinds of stuff about, restaurants now having a lot of empty seats. They're going to go out of business. I mean, we got this cascading chain. I think this Black Friday sale, we see so many sales, that's a lot of companies in desperation just selling off their inventory, and then they're going out of business. We're seeing in many, many, many of the real estate markets in the United States, prices have already dropped by 30%. So, you know, and that includes Texas, that includes Colorado, you know, that includes Florida. It's happening, and especially a lot of the tourist areas, you know, the Airbnb stuff is gone, right? No, you know, people can't afford it. It's no longer the thing it used to be.
Yeah, isn't that wild how rapidly society changes? I mean, Airbnb, just 5 years ago, people were buying homes like crazy to try to generate revenue off of them. And now that industry is in a state of collapse.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're in this cascading downward thing. And, you know, I mean, it's going to be really, really, really rough. And I think it's going to be mostly rough for the people who aren't prepared to adapt. Now, that's not going to be the viewers of this channel. And honestly, for most of us, it's actually, there's incredible opportunities. Like there's going to be some, because we're in the midst of change. We have so many new industries. AI is amazing. I mean, I use it as much as I can. And if you use AI intelligently, it makes you smarter. It makes you superhuman. If you use it like an idiot, it makes you dumb. But, you know, I mean, so it's not the tool. But there's all kinds of new creative things that are going to be coming out. And then the other thing is local, hyper local. Like we do know that we're going to have a famine. So anything related to food production, food distribution, food processing, you're going to be golden. Medicine, the medical system is like, you know, who is going to trust a doctor anymore? You know, like,
right?
No one.
No, the whole medical profession is going to suffer a collapse, and mass decentralization of medical knowledge is already beginning. I mean, we're part of it, actually, right? Just pushing out the knowledge for free.
Herbalists, you know, I mean, if you've ever wanted to be a healer, this is a time you can step up and become, you know, become an herbalist or become an acupuncturist or.
Absolutely.
You know, create a clinic. I mean, as I said, this is collapsing, but in this collapse, we are transforming, and there's an incredible amount of opportunity out there. But you do have to have skills. You absolutely have to have skills, and you have to have courage and have the right attitude. And part of what are in all these packages is how to live really well through this whole thing.
Well, right.
And, food, you know?
And people may need to rethink their value to society. What do they contribute to society? And if you've got a skill, you work for, let's say, a hedge fund or something, and the financial system collapses, your skill has zero value. But if you know how to grow herbs, make extractions out of the herbs, and bottle those extractions and have medicine, hey, that's got value everywhere across society. At the very least, you could barter medicine for food or for gasoline or whatever you need. And that's what you teach, is that kind of mindset, right?
Absolutely. And you'd mentioned before, like, what's going to happen with all these millions of people? And the stark reality is a lot of them are not going to adapt. And, you know, I think they're showing us in Canada what they plan, what they're doing. I mean, how many people are now opting for the MAID program? Medically induced assisted death. I mean, people are just opting out and saying, hey, they're actually scraping the bottom of the barrel now. There's a whole thing. And I actually saw this about Austin recently. There's a guy been on YouTube has been talking about it. They're gathering up the homeless that are now just have nothing. And, you know, sometimes, quite frankly, just euthanizing them.
So, yeah, and in Canada, what they did to the ostriches, they're going to do to you. I mean, there's yes. I mean, yeah. Seriously, they're going to round you up and they're going to shoot you. They're going to mass euthanize their own citizens. I mean, this is coming because of the replacements that are almost here. And yes, they're going to have UBI for some period of time, but no government can afford to just keep the masses of its citizens on a payroll where those people aren't actually paying taxes into the system. No government can afford that in the long run. So all this talk about, hey, we're all going to live in a Jetsons future. We're going to have a universal high income. It's going to be abundant. Everything's going to be free. Like AI and robots are going to make us kings. It's going to be wonderful. No, no, they're going to get rid of you. I mean, it's obvious.
Yeah. It really is. And then, you know, you got Michael Yon, who talks a lot about the population replacement and routes and routes, and it's a global thing. It's an orchestrated global thing, right? I've been shocked to watch some of the stuff like in Michigan and in those states now. Like they're doing the prayer, you know, the Muslim prayers 5 times a day in town, right? Like we're having, this is what happened in the UK is happening here. And it's an intentional population replacement. And they're going to use them to help do part of the job of killing us off. So we are at war. Like, don't kid yourself. Please don't, you know, think that just because you can go down to Starbucks and pick up something at Walmart that life is good. we haven't gotten into the hard part of this yet.
Yeah, no kidding. That's why your course is called Wartime Homefront Essential Skills, because you recognize that we're going into a war. I want to talk about the domestic warfare, but let me remind our listeners here, the website is brightionuniversity.com/learn. And this special sale on Marjorie Wildcraft's two courses, Wartime Homefront Essential Skills and Off-Grid Survival Skills, this begins Friday at 11 a.m. That's November 28th, 11 a.m. Central Time, and it runs through Monday at 11 a.m. And also, I just want to apologize to our listeners that we have a helicopter flying in, because my next guest is a helicopter pilot, and he's landing out there right now. He's landing in our parking lot. So, oh, cool. You know, yeah, he's not going to be without means of transportation during the domestic warfare. But I want to talk about the domestic scenario, Marjorie, that do you think we're going to see like regional revolts? What's going to happen when the masses, especially in certain cities, you know, when the dollar goes into default, then there's no food stamps for anybody. That's 42 million Americans. What happens then?
I don't think they're ever going to default on the dollar. And I think even Greenspan said this, we'll never default on that. Well, they'll just keep creating more and more and more and more, right? They're just going to keep printing it to infinity. What's going to happen is it's going to cost $100 for a cup of coffee, and then it'll cost $1,000, and then it'll cost $10,000. And you're going to have a whole bunch of hungry people. And yeah, it'll depend on the locality. I mean, I spent a lot of time traveling across the U.S. and reading and researching what it looks like in collapse. And there will be areas where people pull together and they help each other, most likely small towns. Actually, I think that's one of the presentations in the Wartime Homefront Essential Skills Bundle is, you know, how to find a survival retreat. I've spent a lot of time looking for it. People look for the land. That's the mistake. You need to look for the community first. How bad? It's almost mind-boggling. You know, you think about those 42 million that were on the SNAP program. They're not going to grow their own food. These are not the kind of people that take responsibility. Now, there are exceptions, of course, but blanket-wise, they're not the type of people to be responsible for themselves. And they're not going to grow food, or they're not going to look for other solutions. And coming out of the parking lot with your groceries is going to be fair game, right? So
right.
We can absolutely expect an increase in violence for sure.
And that's another reason why it's important for people to learn the skills that you teach, which is to grow a really significant portion of your diet at home in a minimal amount of space. Can you speak to that? Because a lot of people just live, they have a backyard, let's say. They don't have a farm. But you teach people how to grow in just a few parking spaces worth of physical space. Talk about that, if you would.
That's actually, I'm in a rental right now. My strategy has been I'm waiting for the property market to collapse even further and precious metals to go up. And somewhere in that intersection, I'll find the property that I want. So I've been on the sidelines renting. Yeah, I can show you within just a small backyard. And that's also one of the presentations on how to grow half your own food. And I want to talk about this warfare, because the warfare has been going on for decades, and a lot of it has to do with your mind. And you have been programmed to not want to grow food, or to think that growing food is beneath you, or to, you know, you'll turn into a migrant worker, or that it's horrible, or it's not dignified. I mean, these are all images that have been presented to you, like green acres, right? Or anytime you see a film or a video with a farmer in it, he's portrayed as an idiot, right? This has been very, very intentional. They control the media, and they have been trying to control you. I want to let you know that growing your own food is actually one of the most wonderful and rewarding activities that you can ever do. And in fact, even in the WEF's own documents, they say that in their vision for the future is only the ultra wealthy will be able to do any little gardening or anything or have chickens. They know how wonderful it is, you know. So you can do it. It's not that hard. It really only takes about a half an hour a day. I show people in that presentation on how to grow half of your own food. And I go through the calories. I go through what the setup looks like, you know, what the chicken coop looks like, why you want these particular gardening style, these raised beds, you know, how to deal with which livestock, which ones are going to produce the most calories, and how to get started today. And I especially focus on people who have no experience and that are older or out of shape because...
Yeah. Right.
Because, right.
No, it's great. In other words, it's available to everyone at any age, at any level of fitness, at any level of knowledge. It's actually, you can learn how to grow a really significant portion of your own food in just really a few minutes a day is all it takes through your system.
You absolutely can. Yeah. And I tell people, look, even if you're living in the apartment or condo, watch this because you're going to get smarter. You know, start watching some of these, you know, preparedness tips and the other things that I put out because those ideas will come back to you when you need them. You're not going to be living in that condo forever. I promise you. You're either going to move somewhere else or you're going to die because that's not going to be a viable thing in the future. So, you know, start learning now and you can do it. It's not that hard. Again, I've taught really at this point in time, close to several million people have seen that how to grow your own food free webinar that I give out. So it's actually bundled into the package that you've got.
Yeah, Marjorie. You just nailed it because what you're teaching people is so valuable in the scenarios that we are facing. And the other thing that I just want to remind people is that what you teach people is to continue to learn and adapt to changing circumstances. So whatever happens with AI replacement of people in our economic system, it's not the end of the road if a robot replaces your job. Like for example, a friend of mine was just in Las Vegas recently. He sent me a video of a vacuuming robot that vacuums the hotel hallways. And he said he checked with the manager there and he said that robot replaced six jobs. Oh my God, six people lost their jobs. And I said, yeah, they lost crappy jobs of vacuuming carpets in a hotel all day long. That's the worst job imaginable. So, well, maybe not the worst, but robotics can free you up also to do more meaningful, higher level things other than just vacuuming all day or doing dishes or laundry or whatever. And this is something where we have to learn to adapt. I'm not just talking about robots, but also about growing food. When you learn the skills and you adapt, then you are never stuck. And I love that about your philosophy, Marjorie.
Well, there's also the aspect of growing food. Right now, a big problem with our food system is that it is all completely mechanized. Almost everything that you get at the grocery stores, almost none of it has been touched by a human hand. You know, right. So they grow this corn, they harvest it with these big machines, it gets processed, it turns into potato chips or, you know, corn chips or whatever it is, it gets put in a bag. Right. And I will tell you from years of growing food that it makes a huge difference of you interacting with that, with the plants or with the animals, and you providing the nutrients and working with the microbiology. I mean, there's a whole component of that will never, you know, no matter how smart AI is, and believe me, it sometimes seems amazing, it is not sentient and it is not conscious. And it's not able to work on the etheric realms that we can, where we're dealing with plants and nature spirits and animals and communicating that way.
That's
so,
right.
So there, and it makes a huge difference in the products. I'll also say that, you know, if people, you know, we need health, like your greatest asset. I say, what's your greatest asset? Oh, I got a car, I got a house, I got gold, I got screwed. No, it isn't. It's your physical body. Your physical body is your greatest asset, and you can't fuel it. But you're buying, you can't, the grocery store is completely toxic. We used to say you could go to the perimeter. That's no longer true. All of that stuff has got a peel on it and all kinds of, there's no nutrient density in it. So growing your own food, and it's not just eating the wonderful, delicious, incredible tasting, you know, like your taste buds have never tasted anything until you're growing your own, but it's the process. So for example, I've worked out, I've got a really nice morning workout that I do. It's nice and gentle. I'm working on deep squats and lunges and things while I'm harvesting this and moving that. And it's just this whole, the whole process is more beneficial to your health actually than eating the product. So
that's right. And they go together. High nutrient density plus sunshine plus fitness. That's a magic combination.
Bare feet on the soil.
Absolutely. You know? Yep. Yeah. All right, yeah. Margie, we're almost out of time for this. Just want to remind people again, the website to go to take advantage of this during the Black Friday sale of our Bright U courses is go to brighteonuniversity.com/learn, and there you can find Marjorie's courses at 25% off their normal price. They are wartime home front essential skills and off-grid survival skills. Plus, we've got other courses available there at discounts as well, up to 50% off. Marjorie, I just want to say thank you for all that you do and all your contributions. And I know our audience loves you and loves to support your work. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap this up today?
No, thank you so much, Mike. I mean, honestly, you know, 20, 25 years of doing the right thing has not been lucrative. That's not what that systems reward. So it's been a passion. It's been a love. It's been a joy. I just really want to encourage everybody that these skills are fairly easy to attain. I've spent years refining and honing to make it simple for you. And we need you. We need you. We can't win this war if you're on an empty stomach.
That's right.
We need you healthy and strong. We need you to be leaders in your community. That's what most of you are going to be, right? You're here. You're learning this. Everybody else is still in denial. As it comes apart, you're going to be the leaders that will be standing up. And you need to have the information and resources to be able to take care of your family, your community, your neighborhood.
That's right. Well, well said, Marjorie. Always words of wisdom from you. Thank you so much for all that you've contributed to the knowledge of our audience and so many more. We love you. We love your work. Be well. I look forward to talking with you again after the holidays. Until then, take care.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Marjorie. And for those of you watching, thank you for your support. Again, the website is brighteonuniversity.com/learn. And there you'll find Marjorie's courses and others available during this Black Friday sale. Thank you for your support. Thank you for supporting all of us here at Brighteon and everything that we do, because we share the same philosophy as Marjorie. We want to empower you with knowledge that helps set you free, free from the technocracy and the control grid that is actually tightening its grip around most people, especially in 2026. So thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of Brighteon.com. Take care. We've got most of our Brighteon University digital courses on sale beginning Friday at 11 a.m. Central Time. Check this out. If you go to brighteonuniversity.com/learn, then that's our Black Friday sale, which is good through Monday morning. And all of our top courses are on sale up to 50% off. And that gives you the digital downloads. And in some cases, some courses give you the actual physical course or physical book. We've got docuseries by Jonathan Otto here. We've got courses by Marjorie Wildcraft, Cancer Secrets. We've got Regenesis. Here's a Sayer G, Regenerate Yourself, the Masterclass, very popular. Healing Pain Masterclass. Here's Marjorie's courses, the Wartime Homefront Essential Skills, Off-Grid Survival Skills, and so much more. Here's from Sarah Westall. We've also got Todd Pittner and myself in this course, Breaking the Chains. These are 25% off or more. And then with Bob Denny, the financial survival docuseries that may be very useful for 2026. And also Sean Cohen with Holistic Weight and Stress Management series that's also been popular, and so much more. You can find all of this just during our Black Friday sale. It all begins this Friday at 11 a.m. Central, runs through Monday. And again, the landing page to take advantage of all these sales and specials on all of our digital courses is brighteonuniversity.com/learn. And there's one other thing I want to mention. Every course that you purchase, you get tokens to generate books at our new book generation website that's launching also on Friday. It's called brightlearn.ai. And here are some books that I generated: Cancer Collapse, Your Digital Doctor, Toxic Pantry, and a fan favorite, Awaken Your Inner Middle Finger, The Mastering the Art of Saying No. That's a funny book, but we've got The Self-Sufficient Flock. We've got The Mirage of Power. These are all downloadable PDFs, or you can read them online. The thing is, you get to generate your book on your topic. You describe a topic, and our book generation engine builds the book for you in a matter of minutes. It does all the research, it does the writing, the fact-checking, the compilation, the book cover art, all of it, and then it emails it to you, and you will use one token for each book. You're going to get tokens with your purchases during this Black Friday sale at brighteonuniversity.com/learn. So you're going to get to make the books that you want using these tokens, and we're opening up just to token holders for the first several weeks. Again, everything's done for you, from the cover art to the composition, the writing, the packaging, the PDFs, and then it's emailed to you, and then you are free to give that book to everybody. So it's a very cool benefit, and that's just one of the many benefits that you get from taking advantage of our Black Friday sale at brighteonuniversity.com/learn. So big discounts on all the courses, plus the bonus tokens to generate the books that you want. They can be how-to books. They can be philosophical books. They can be books on anything from health and medicine to nutrition to survival skills. You name it, you can generate the book you want, and then it's yours forever, and you can give it away to anybody completely free. Nobody has to, you know, buy it from you or anything. You just give it to people. Just share knowledge. So that's what we've got going on during Black Friday at brighteonuniversity.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and I'm also the builder of the book generator that I built with AI agents. So I think you're going to really love it. Thank you for your support. We depend on your support to be able to build these tools and share these tools with you, and to spread human knowledge for liberty, self-reliance, and really for the revolution in human abundance that is right around the corner if we take advantage of it. So thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.